What do we do with them? This process is able not just to recycle them, but to recycle them infinitely. And why is that interesting? Because when we think about reusing and recycling, metals, glass, things like that can be recycled as many times as you like. There's metal that's basically in your car that may well have come from a 1950s Oldsmobile, because you can recycle it infinitely without no loss of performance. Plastics, after about once or twice of recycling, whether it's a bottle, whether it's a chair, whatever it is, if it's a carpet, after two times of recycling, whether it goes back into another chair, etc., it tends to lose strength. It's no longer any use. This, though, just using a few enzymes, is able to recycle it infinitely. So I take a bottle or a chair or some other plastic product. I basically put it in with a few enzymes. They break it apart. They basically put it back into its original molecules. And then from those molecules, you can basically build another chair or carpet or bottle. So the cycle is infinite. The advantage of that, of course, is that you have potentially zero loss of material resources. Again, the perfect idea of thrift. So in conclusion, I just want to have you think about the way, if you make anything, if you're any part of a design firm, if you basically are refurbishing your house, any aspect in which you make something, think about how that product could potentially be used as a second life or third life or fourth life. Design in the ability for it to be taken apart. That, to me, is the ultimate thrift, and I think that's basically what my grandmother would love.